Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Zach Drew Show. I'm your host, Zach Drew.
And I'm Andrew Bellers.
What is the biggest religion in America that's in contention with Christianity? Is it paganism and witchcraft? You know, you've heard us talk about how witches now outnumber Presbyterians in the United States of America with over 1 million converts. Or is it Satanism? You've seen Satanists fighting to remove monuments to the Ten Commandments and recently approved by courts throughout the nation to set up after-school Satan clubs for kids. But no, it is neither of these. The biggest organized religion in contention with Christianity in America today is the religion of wokeism. There is much that is religious in this woke movement. It has its own rituals, practices, has its own flags, songs, mantras, gatherings. It even has its own evangelists. It guides our news, our politics, our schools, and our society at large. In this new environment of woke cancel culture, either you will be awakened willingly, or you'll be labeled as a woke heretic, and you're going to suffer the consequences. Now, Michael Vlahos of the Center for the Study of Statesmanship put it this way. In simple practical terms, the Church of Woke is pledged to the destruction of racism, patriarchy, and heteronormativity. In the woke religion, Christian beliefs about justice and truth are supplanted with contemporary doctrines of equality. LGBTQ+, aggressive feminism, anti-capitalism, cultural shame, historical national sin, legacy guilt, claims of privilege, intersectionality, microaggression, critical race beliefs, BLM, compelled speech and inclusion of all self-identities. But there's no tolerance for those who challenge the woke faith. The woke spirit takes a young person who desires to do good and shifts them into a hating machine in an angry, bitter person. Let's just talk about the differences with a couple of scriptures, the differences between Christianity and the religion of wokeism. Go ahead and put on the screen Matthew 22:29. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, in the fictional book of Woke 22:29, they would say villainize your neighbor who is unlike yourself. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, Woke 3:23, only the prosperous and the oppressors have sinned and fall short of the glory of the culturally elite. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, Woke 3:16 would say, man so loved himself that he took what he wanted until only the woke were in power to villainize, blame, and incarcerate others. And let me tell you, in this religion of wokeism, one of the main mission fields for this religion is the public school system. We're in Illinois here. And God called us to Illinois. So get out of Illinois, maybe one day, but not anytime soon. God called us to Illinois. But did you know that Illinois is only one of 42 states where teachers and libraries are exempt from prosecution if they share obscene material with children? Now, there's been several attempts that have been made to remove the exemption, but the teachers' unions and the American Library Association have fought those efforts tooth and nail because, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong with sexually exploiting our children, right? Now, here's one thing. I'll tell you one person that knows that, a pervert named Sarah Bonner. Let's read about her in this article. Sarah Bonner is a teacher at Hayworth Junior High School in Hayworth, Illinois, a small rural community a few miles south of Bloomington, Illinois. And it's actually, it's about 40 minutes north of us. No, pretty darn close. She's been a teacher for almost 20 years. The controversy arose when she held a book tasting. It says, really, a book tasting? You know, when I think book tasting, it just sounds gross.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, you know, when we were reading about blood soaking. I feel like blood soaking, book tasting, it sounds gross. Now, this involved Bonner going to a local library, picking out several dozen books on topics she thought might interest her students and bringing them into class. One of the books she selected was This Book is Gay, written by Juno Dawson. I probably agree with her. Dawson is now a transgender woman, which means he's a guy. He has the organs of a male, okay? He wrote the book a year before he transitioned. Now, the book is an instructional manual complete with illustrations on how to engage in all manner of gay and lesbian sexual activities. I'm not going to read those activities. They're in the article, but the instructions are detailed and step by step.
This is the same book that we talked about a few shows ago, where they're literally teaching kids how to use dating apps.
Grooming children.
Yeah.
The literally definition of grooming children.
That's right.
When some of the parents found out about this, they became incensed and called the police. They complained that the teacher had shown their children obscene material, for which most adults, it would be a crime for them to do. So incredibly, it is not a crime for teachers or librarians. Because here's the thing, if you went to a park and showed kids obscene images, you'd be labeled as a pedophile, you go on the sex offenders list, and you'd go to prison.
That's right.
Hey, but guess what? If you're a sweet little librarian, oh, they get a pass. They get the hall pass, right? Now, it is not hard to understand why so many people are in favor of introducing how-to manuals on both gay and straight sex to children when you realize that there are a large number of adults who believe that children of all ages have a God-given right to experience sexual pleasure whenever they choose, as long as it's consensual. These adults also believe that sex is not binary, but a continuum. Straight, gay, trans, two-spirit, bisexual, attracted to children, all normal. Of course, this is a lie. You know, I was watching a TikTok the other day, and a man was asked, do you believe people are born gay? And he said, no, absolutely not. I do not. He says, well, that's what one of the arguments is that they're born gay, so therefore it should be legal, it should be okay. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, well, understand this, is that if it's a genetic code, if it's within their DNA, and because of that they get a pass, well, some murderers say they were born murderers.
Yeah.
Some pedophiles would say they were born pedophiles. So if you open up the door to one and legalize it because, hey, they can't help it, it's in their genetic code, then what does that say about murderers and pedophiles?
Yeah.
You can't do it. The logic doesn't hold up. Now listen, I don't have to tell you that they are targeting children in school, but they're also targeting, I mean, think about what Disney's doing. They're targeting them everywhere, even outside of school.
Yeah. And based on the way that Target stocks have tanked
past week,
there's a good chance that you've probably heard about this story. But if you haven't, it's wild. Let's get into it a little bit. Here's the article headline. Target becomes the latest target of anti-woke boycott as it sells Satanist pride, LGBTQ plus products for kids. This is just a bullet point list of some of the items that they're introducing for this year's Pride line. Pride onesies and leggings for toddlers. I'm sorry, but the word pride and toddler should never be in the same sentence. Swimsuit tops that are in the kids section that have, quote, a light binding effect, and swimsuit bottoms that are, quote, tuck-friendly construction. Now, there's a good chance you don't know what that means. What that means, light binding effect, is to hide breasts, and light tucking effect is to hide genitals.
And for children.
And they're an extra small, and they're with all the kid stuff right next to it. Let's just keep going. Shirts in the kids section again that say, quote, trans people will always exist, and quote, super queer. They also have little girl skirts that have the trans flag on them. This is the display. It's front of store, right when you walk into Target. Well, it was. We'll get to that. Target hired a designer. This is where a lot of this controversy came from, who goes by the name Ab Praelin or A.B. Praelin, however you say it.
So they're the ones that created these ads, designed them?
Yeah, created the products and designs.
Okay.
Yeah, the designs on the products. And this guy, you can see his previous work if you go to his social media, and it includes messages like trans witches for abortion. Quote, time's up for transphobes. Quote, we bash back. And that design actually had a nice little mace on it. And then, quote, join my gay cult. This is the guy that Target thought, this is a good guy to be designing our stuff.
This guy's a real winner for the kids.
And it gets worse. This is a quote that he put on his social media. Satan loves you and accepts who you are.
Holy cow, I didn't know that. That's insane.
He said, LGBT plus people are so often referred to as being a product of Satan or going against God's will. So fine, we'll hang with Satan instead.
Oh my gosh.
Satan respects pronouns. He loves all LGBT plus people. That's crazy. So the items created for the Target line include a, quote, we belong everywhere, mini messenger bag, a, quote, too queer for here tote bag, and a cure transphobia, not trans people sweatshirt, all listed as Pride adult clothing. These are all the items that are designed by this guy. So the backlash has been so severe that Target is actually starting to take down these displays, first in southern states. That's where it began, but now it looks like it's going all over the nation. Here's the headline. Target holds emergency meeting over LGBTQ merchandise in some stores to avoid a Bud Light situation. And the article says this. A Target insider told Fox News Digital that many locations, mostly in rural areas of the South, have relocated Pride sections to avoid the kind of backlash Bud Light has received in recent weeks after using a transgender influencer in a promotional campaign. Quote, we were given 36 hours. Told to take all of our Pride stuff, the entire section, and move it into a section that's a third the size, from the front of the store to the back of the store. You can't have anything on mannequins, no large signage, the Target insider said.
And that's because the people that control this, the people that control these ideas, this woke religion, they are the extreme minority, but they are the elite. So therefore, they have the power, the will, the influence to mandate everybody else what to do. Well, praise God, this is what's taking place because the vast majority of us want to have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, and the truth is that most people, we talked about a poll a few weeks ago that shows most people are not on board with this. But the sad truth is most people just tolerate it. They don't care. They're whatever. But Target's crossed the line. Bud Light's crossed the line. Disney's crossed the line, and now we're seeing a major backlash. And for Target specifically, they lost $9 billion in stock value.
I wish we had a studio audience.
In 1 week.
Start clapping.
Which is a staggering 12% of the value of their stock.
In a week. That's
in 1 week. I mean, the emergency meeting makes sense now.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and let's go back. So, like I said, this isn't just inside of public schools. It's in and out. But their main goal is to lay the foundation of indoctrination through the public school system. Let's go back to that story. You know, so what are the actual goals of these teachers and educators? So we were talking about Sarah Bonner, okay? So last year, Bonner, she published with her co-author, Robin Seglim, who's a professor of education at ISU, Illinois State University. It was her first book, and it was a book. It was called Igniting Social Action in the ELA Classroom, Inquiry as Disruption. It was part of the Teachers College Press. You can actually read about it on page 94, where they wrote this. Pretty shocking. Our students are currently in the stage of formulating their ideals. As teachers, we can let them blindly replicate the ideals of their families and communities, or we can offer them opportunities that allow them to push back against ideas, their families, as well as our own. Explore alternative perspectives and try on new ideas. We can allow them to approach learning with dignity. In doing so, we can help them develop a foundation that they are willing to fight to protect, a set of ideals that will prompt them to accomplish the incredible. The public education system in America is demonic at its core. It is twisted. It is perverted in every sense of the word at its core. You know, please don't forget what we read a few weeks ago, how in April of this year, the state of Washington passed a bill to put the article on the screen. It was to allow medical transgender interventions on minors without parental consent. And let's not also forget that every single Democrat voted yes, and every single Republican voted no. SB 5599 allows the state to legally take children away from their parents if they don't consent to their child's gender transition surgeries. I'll go ahead and, this isn't for this show, we already did it, so I'll just wrap it up what this bill said. This bill will make it standard for parents disapproving of their kid transitioning to lose not only any say in the kid's health care, which is, just to say these things is just so crazy, or even the knowledge of it, but will also cause disapproving parents to lose custody of their children. Give us your children. They can mutilate themselves, destroy the entire life of a child. And if you disagree, you're going to lose custody of your children. It's already taking place in Washington. In many cases of minors committing murders, it's often that the defense will argue that the minor's still developing brain and inherent inability to fully comprehend and understand their actions should be considered, right, in any of the judgments. But in the case of profound life-altering genital mutilation and chemical treatment, suddenly we are to believe that the child has a full and complete knowledge of the ramifications of these procedures. It is so disgustingly evil, wicked. It is from the pits of hell, designed and orchestrated by demons. You know, I'm going to finish up this article. These modern educators like Sarah Bonner and Robin Seglem, they don't really want children to think for themselves. They want them to become activists who can be mobilized by pushing their emotional buttons during this period of their life when they have limited emotional controls. One of the easiest ways to trigger the emotions and to divide them from the values of their parents is around sex. Listen, this is evil. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. It's wicked, and every single demonic policy and sexualization of our children can be traced back to Satan's playbook, okay, written by a man possessed by demons named Karl Marx. This is all cultural Marxism. You know, and it's funny sometimes to think like all these bad things are happening. Well, it's Marxism. Well, it actually is. It actually is. Isn't it? It's not just like a trigger, you know, some sensational word. All are a bunch of Marxists. It actually is. You know, from critical race theory to the 1619 Project to the transgender movement, from climate change to the WEF's Great Reset to the UN's 2030 agenda, it's all rooted in Marxism. Did you know that at the end of World War I and the creation of the Hungarian Republic, communist Bela Kun controlled Hungary? During this time, communist Gregory Lukacs took control of the education in the new nation. He introduced perverse sex education, and according to the Yugoslav historian Viktor Zita, this is what he had to say about it. This is what he did. Special lectures were organized in school and literature, printed and distributed to instruct children about free love, about the nature of sexual intercourse, and about the archaic nature of the bourgeois family codes, about the outdatedness of monogamy, and the irrelevance of religion, which deprives man of all pleasure. Children urged thus to reject and deride paternal authority and the authority of the church, and to ignore precepts of morality. A play-by-play, point-by-point of Karl Marx's theory. And understand this, the ruling class, the bourgeoisie, as we said, the archaic nature of the bourgeois. The ruling class, the bourgeoisie, it's a classic Marxist term to describe the oppressors of all mankind. It is that group with their archaic, outdated views on sexuality that have held us all back. Held us all back. And please do not misunderstand also that cultural Marxists, they don't care. They don't care about justice. They don't care about climate. They don't actually care about America's founding. They don't, you know, the actual founding. They do not care about Black Lives Mattering. They do not care about the betterment of society at large. None of it. They simply use it. They use it, you know, exploit it. They use all these things to shepherd mankind to a system in which only they prosper and everyone else suffers. Quick little history lesson before we continue what the Word of God has to say about the categories of Marxism. Karl Marx saw capitalism as oppressing the masses. He also saw religion as the opioid of the masses that allowed them to be oppressed by capitalism. So Marx was rabidly atheistic. The goal of Marxists in America is to get us to an atheistic, post-capitalist society. That will only be possible by destroying the term called the cultural hegemony. Cultural hegemony means, refers to the domination or rule maintained, and hopefully this definition is on the screen. Through ideological or cultural means, it is usually achieved through social institutions which allow those in power to strongly influence the values, norms, ideas, expectations, worldview, and behavior of the rest of the society. So what they deem as the cultural hegemony is those who stay in, are that have control and power. But they get to choose who they are and why they're evil. So in the liberal mind, in America, if you are white, male, American, cisgender, straight, able-bodied, Christian, those 7 points, you are the enemy. You are the target. You are the cultural hegemony, the oppressors that must pay reparations, be brought low, and destroyed so that whoever they deem as the oppressed can go to the top. And then in 50 years, they'll switch it again. And then 50 to 100 years, if the Lord would tarry, they'll switch it again. Back and forth, back and forth. So that the few can remain in power and oppress everyone else. White. If you aren't white, the Marxists will exploit you. You're evil if you're white. If you're male, the Marxists will exploit you. If you're American, the Marxists will exploit that. If you're cisgender, which means you simply identify as male or female, they'll exploit it. If you're straight, if you're able-bodied, if you're a Christian, they'll exploit it. And everybody who is not that, those 7 things, is a minority according to them. If you're not any of those 7 things, whatever one it is, you're a minority. And everyone who is that is a victim. And everyone who is not that is a victim of the cultural hegemony established by those individuals, which means everybody who is not that is at war with that, and everybody who is that is privileged. And the more of those boxes you tick off, the more privileged you are. It's totally anti-God. The sexual exploitation, from what we're seeing, the genital mutilation, everything we talked about, from CRT to climate change, everything that is encompassed within the woke religion is anti-God. It is anti-Christ. I want to end with this. You see, cultural Marxism creates an exhaustive list of categories and subcategories of people. But in God's eyes, there are only two groupings of people, two categories. One, those who have loved his son Jesus, and the other, those who have ignored him, forsaking the free gift of salvation. One, those who walk the narrow road which lead to life, and the other, those who have traveled down the broad road that leads to destruction. One, those that on the day of the great white throne judgment who deserve to be in hell, but by the grace of God and no merit of their own, but the merit of him who lived perfect obedience to the law, will be forgiven of their sins against a holy and righteous God, not because of any good things they did on earth, but because of the atonement Jesus made on the cross. And the other, and those that will stand before God at the great white throne judgment, who will receive a just verdict to be condemned to the lake of fire for eternity. On that day, there will be no successful appeal by the guilty. There is no chance at parole. There is no longer any grace afforded to the unbeliever on that day. There will only be perfect judgment. This group, because they have forsaken Jesus, will be left bare before a holy God with no atonement for their sins. And it is impossible for me. It is impossible to over-amplify the consequences of being in the wrong group. And if you can still hear my voice right now, there is still time to be assured of your salvation. If you have not called upon the name of Jesus, if you have not repented of your sins and clung to that cross, do it now. And also, if there's anything in your life that is separating you from Jesus, sin, call it out. Bring it to the cross. He is just to forgive you. This life is but a vapor. James says it's even, based on your translation, a mist. We're here for a while and we're gone. Eternity is forever. That's a long time. Make sure your heart is right with God. Like I say every week, get into your word. Study the word. Read it back and forth. Get to know and understand who God is. We love you guys, and we're out of time for today's show, and we'll see you next week. I do want to say really quickly, because I forgot to do it at the top of the show, if you would like to donate, please do so. You can call our number at 888-459-5727. Give a gift today. You can also receive prayer there. You can also order our coffee, and you can become a monthly member of the Paul Revere Club and receive the Paul Revere Report every single month to your email that has exclusive content from the Zach Drew Show. We love you guys, and we will see you all next week.